previously on Prison Break.
Excuse me, ladies. I need to ask you a few questions.
And that dirty southerner, he snuck out the back.
Do you really think the diaper sniper got all of it?
If you're Bagwell and you just got your hands on $5 million, where would you go?
All right, listen. In the Rainbow
Room. Restaurant New York City.
I am going to be waiting in that spot.
And that's all that I want. In this whole world, it's for
my two girls to be waiting there for me.
Three dots. Rendezvous.
The question is where?
Sundown, hot.
What? Are you trying to tell me?
I think I owe you an apology. Because I lied to you. About us or shells. Right there. That's where I put the bullet in him.
What are you doing, man?
You've been hired to do a job. Reasoning? Does not concern you. You don't ask any questions about us. Maybe we'll continue to make sure no one asks any questions about you. Are we clear? They all die.
Here. I've been working night shifts, cleanup, and Jimmy said I could change my shift, so.
You know what you're doing?
Yeah. I'll see you around.
All right.
Might be Schofield.
Copy that.
Take that side.
Easy, man.
Stay on the ground.
What's the deal?
He's gone.
How you feeling?
Okay, I guess. Tired?
I'm a target, kid. As long as you're with me, so are you. Things get a whole lot worse before they get better. You understand?
But after we meet up with Uncle Mike and get to Panama.
Panama ain't a sure thing. Your uncle's plan is dangerous. I mean, really dangerous. Listen. All the charges against you have been dropped. Free and clear to start a new life. Good life. I'll be constantly running, looking over your shoulder.
You want me to leave?
No. No.
Okay. Because I'm not.
Turn the sound up on the tube, Jenny.
Sure. Do you have any thoughts on the death of David Holton?
It was unfortunate.
Let me remind you that despite his age, David Tweener of Polskis was a fugitive who made a move for my weapon. I did not want to have to kill him. Sometimes things happen that are just out of your control.
That good old boy's hunting them all down, ain't he?
Sources claim that you have recovered Scovio's hard drive and have obtained substantial data from it.
What sources?
Well, allegedly you retrieved information detailing not only how Scovio
broke out, but how he plans to stay out. Care to comment?
No.
The event at Landing Botanical Gardens earlier today.
That was a result of hard drive data you collected.
No comment.
You found other locations where Scovio might be headed through?
I believe I said no comment.
There's something about this guy. It's like he knows where we're going, what we're thinking.
What role will the hard drive play in your search?
Details of this investigation are extremely confidential.
Heard it came back from the lab. Any findings?
Yeah, 3,200 nitroglycerin ampules. And Schofield knew these needed to be stored in a cool, moist area. Best place for that in the Utah deserts, botanical gardens.
Stable?
All medical grade. Safely used by heart patients all the time, but in the aggregate...
It can take out an entire building. That box right there. This is why we can't have leaks coming from this office.
God help the agent who goes behind my back
and talks to the press.
Sun Tzu said that if you know your enemy, you need not fear 100 battles. And I know these men. Who they are, where they came from, where they want to go. These convicts are in a constant battle. Not only with me, but with themselves. Second guessing every decision they make. Do I turn left? Do I turn right? Stay or go. My job is to know how they'll answer these questions.
The only way to win a war is to try to know your prey completely. And then you get to go after your enemy with everything you've got.
In the back.
Looking for something very specific.
Okay.
This is it. This is exactly what I need.
Great.
We were just inches away today. Inches.
I want these blown up huge. Put them up in my office on the walls.
What are these?
Somewhere in there is information regarding a rendezvous that Schofield set up. We're going to crack that code today. Lang! Today's the day Franklin told his wife he was going to meet her at the Rainbow Room.
Right.
Wrong. Today's the day Franklin's going down. Are you ready?
Everything's arranged.
Get in there.
She can't get the bag out of the trunk, man.
audio?
Yo, Ray, go. Are you a trick? Something.
I know that ain't you.
It ain't a ghost, man.
You holding up all right?
Just catching a whole bunch of buses just to get here to Chi-Town, man. How you think I'm supposed to feel? Chris?
Jay? What's up, Slim? You look like you lost a few, bro.
Slim fast, baby. Is that what it is, huh?
Now, the feds been in your old lady's business, no joke. Up in your crib, been following her around sometimes.
Yeah, I know, man. I know.
Yo, I know you love Casey, but I don't know if it's a good idea for you to come around here. You're a wanted man.
I'm wanted because I kept my mouth shut, and I kept you out of Fox River.
See, man, we feel that, and we owe you one.
Good. Because I'm collecting right now. My wife is waiting for me today, and I am not leaving Chi-Town without my family, you understand? How y'all gonna help me? Let's roll out.
Where are you going?
Take my kids to school.
I know about the Rainbow Room.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Phone lines are tapped. He heard your entire telephone conversation with your husband. Since you and Dee Dee aren't booked on any flights to New York, don't tell me the Rainbow Room is a restaurant in Manhattan. Now, you can tell me where you're meeting your husband, or I can arrest you right in front of your daughter.
You go to hell. I haven't done anything wrong.
You spoke with an escaped felon about meeting him today. You've already done enough to be charged with attempting to aid in a bust.
Please, Pam, listen to me.
One phone call and child welfare is here. You're going to county and Dee Dee will be in foster care.
No.
Don't worry, I hear the families in the foster system.
Not much. You are asking me to choose between my daughter and my husband.
Exactly.
Anything?
I'm on the phone with Fox River checking the teabag's file.
Hey, what you got for me?
Really? 52 times? Where? Uh-oh, you Patterson. You got a lot of road to cover.
No more stops until we get to New Mexico.
You forgot your change.
Yeah. Thanks.
You're in such a rush.
Thanks. Okay.
Keep walking. Keep walking. Come on, keep walking.
We don't have to ditch the car, we can keep driving.
Can't. The waitress made me in the car, it's useless.
Sorry, you know, maybe we can find another car.
The cars ain't exactly growing on trees out here. We got 400 miles to go and no way of getting there. When he gets to Michael in time, he's gonna leave with Alice.
Uncle Mike wouldn't do that.
This isn't a choice. It's a one-shot deal out of the country.
I said I was sorry. There's a sign back there for a train station.
It ain't that easy.
We follow the road.
It ain't that easy.
We won't be seen. Hey, I'm not an idiot. I was on the run too, you know?
Yeah, you were on the run. You got caught.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I'm not a pro at being a con like you, Dad. Maybe I should have just left when you gave me the out. Huh? Not like you care. Whoa, whoa.
Take it easy. Sorry.
This is, Mrs. Pamela Mahone?
Yes?
Agent Wayne Merrick, FBI. I'd like to talk to you about your husband.
I'm surprised that you're coming to me for a background check on Alex.
A standard procedure. We run these kind of checks when an agent's about to be promoted to a higher security clearance.
No, I know that. I did the stance the last time he was promoted. I just figured that since we were divorced, I mean, I rarely speak to him and I certainly don't follow his career.
I really need to get this done today. So, I promise I won't take up much of your time.
I've given enough time to my ex-husband, Mr. Merrick.
I see. The Bureau can take its toll on your family. I understand that. My ex-wife is an agent, and let's just say I know how you feel.
Promise me that he won't find out we spoke.
Oh, it's totally confidential. Do you mind if I ask why?
To be perfectly honest, he scares me.
Got one in Pierre, South Dakota.
Okay.
Another in Sutton, West Virginia, and one in Gila, New Mexico.
Accident sunflowers, please.
You don't mind me saying you do not sound like you hail from Kansas.
You got a shop here. I hail from what we call the Yellowhammer State.
What brings you to Tribune? Sir?
Romance.
Gonna get hurt.
Fed's gonna be swinging bigger bats than these. We gotta have
arms. Look, man, that's all we need is your car, your truck, and some guts, man. We don't need all of this.
Maybe we should think about it.
I said no. What's gonna happen, man, when the bullets start flying, huh? Can you guarantee me that my family ain't gonna get hurt?
Johnny Law's gonna be strapped up. I'm going in hot.
Look, I don't think you heard me,
little man. I don't think you heard me, bro. I'm not going in naked. I know we said we'd ride with you on this, but I'm not going in there without some of these.
You want to punk out, man? Then punk out. Because I can do this myself.
Ain't nobody punking out. And no guns. But you better be right about this, because if bullets do start flying, the only blood being spilled is going to be ours. Feel me?
I feel you.
Agent Kellerman! Agent Kellerman!
Yes?
That name you wanted me to track, Kelly Foster. She booked a flight to New Mexico, just landed.
Got someone on it?
No, but we got an ID on her rental car. Should I update Mr. Kim?
No, I'll take care of this myself.
tip from a waitress who thinks she saw Burroughs and his son outside St. David, Arizona.
Get a road team out there to confirm. Once they get a beat on Burroughs, notify me immediately.
Everybody out. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah.
Sarah Tancredi just booked a one-way ticket across the country.
To where?
New Mexico.
Of course.
Any luck breaking that code?
That's easy.
Get this off.
Good.
Miller!
Sir, every combination that has NM in it, I want you to check it to see if it contains the name of a location in New Mexico. And I want it done now, right now.
So, how well do you know Alex?
He knows me better than I know him.
It's a closed book, all right. But he wasn't always like that. In the first few years of our marriage, he was actually romantic. And then, one day, out of nowhere...
Out of nowhere what?
Everything changed. He became obsessed with getting out.
Out of the marriage?
Getting out of the marriage, getting me out of the house, out of his life. He left me. He left the both of us.
You said you were scared of him. Why is that?
He started acting strange. Started spending all of his time in the backyard gardening, of all things. I mean, the man was a neat freak. He'd throw away a pair of shoes if they even got scuffed. But he'd be out there, all covered in dirt and surrounded by these huge bags of fertilizer and lye. He just put this new sod in, and he just tore it all up and planted a flower bed. And I went out back once to talk to him, and he screamed at me and said not to come near the garden, so that it was his.
I'm sorry if you want to take a break.
All I wanted was an explanation why things ended so suddenly. And all Alex could say was, sometimes things happen that are just out of your control.
Picture in your daughter's bedroom, the exact location where it was taken, was a merry-go-round, right?
Yeah.
So all you have to do is wait by the merry-go-round, right where Benjamin's expecting you.
Is that necessary? I mean, Benjamin's not even...
It's precautionary.
Look, I do this. You leave me and my child alone.
You have my word.
Yeah, she's here.
Well, let's go get her.
Is that guy talking to her? Get a read on him.
Move to position.
Look, he's taking care of her. Go!
running. Go, 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 move, move.
Me, baby. Hey, look, I just want to tell you that everything is going to be okay. We're going to be a family again. I promise you that.
Where is Dee Dee? You said that you had her.
No. Be easy, baby. Be easy. Trey is picking her up from school right now.
Dee Dee Franklin, Dawson Elementary. I want her pulled from school. Now.
What the hell is going on, man?
They say she's taking the test, man, but I think they're stalling.
About Oscar Shales.
Oscar Shales? Why is he important?
Well, he's the only fugitive to ever successfully elude your ex-husband.
Alex was consumed with finding him. I mean, after what Shales did to all of his victims, who could blame him? It was all he worked on, all he did for a year. But I don't think that it was the stress of chasing Shales that caused Alex to start behaving erratically.
Why is that?
Because Alex changed after the trail went cold. I remember it like it was yesterday. He just walked into the kitchen after 12 years of marriage and says that he wanted me out of the house immediately. I'll never forget the date. It was June 15th.
I think I have everything I need.
You didn't even ask about social history or education. That's standard in these checks.
That's been handled. I have to get these reports filed with Strategic Operations ASAP.
You're with Strategic Operations?
They handle these checks.
Not since the 9/11 realignment, Mr. Merrick. The Chief Information Officer does them now. They handled Alex's last check.
When an agent reaches a level as high as your ex-husband's, SO takes over. Again. Bureaucracies. Thank you for the coffee. Look. Just get her out of here. They're here. Oh, no, no. You're up. No, see, we gotta go.
No, don't worry about it. Just get the car started, all right? Go.
Hey, baby. You ready to go?
Where are we going?
Disneyland.
Mr. Franklin, you can't...
Up here! Hold up!
You.
Let's go!
Go, baby.
Go, 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 go!
The child! Repeat! Franklin has the child!
Evening, Miss Solomon. Don't you look lovely this evening?
You should have told me what you were. My God, he let you near my children!
Don't think I won't remember what your front steps look like.
Thank you.
away from the road. You want to get caught? I saw you checking out those girls back at the diner.
What?
Come on. Fess up.
No, I was just making sure that they weren't staring at us.
With what? Their asses? Beautiful girls in Panama. They love Americans.
Cool.
So, how long you known about girls?
Long enough.
Since when?
13.
With who?
Donna Ann Selmy.
She was the kid next door. She was about...
4 years older than me.
Your mom was paying her for French lessons.
Well, she earned the money.
Come on. Away from the road. You're still way too close. Let's go.
You want to learn some tricks, Gracie?
Like what?
Yeah.
I let you into my life.
Yeah. 8, 15, 27!
Evening, Miss Solomon.
How you feel, little Teddy? Can't talk right now.
Maybe I should call back.
Who is this?
I think you already know.
If you've done anything to Pam or my boy...
They both know your family's fine. Although Pam did seem a little upset about you leaving. But then you had to, didn't you? Because you couldn't let her find out.
We'll find out about what?
Oscar Shales. You remember?
The one that got away.
Except he didn't get too far, did he?
You slipped, Schofield.
Maybe.
Let's hypothesize for a moment. Let's pretend I was the one who caught Shales.
I don't think I could have just handed that psychopath over to the courts. Not after he'd eluded me for so long.
Made me look bad. You've been out in the sun way too long, boy.
You feds make a nice living, but not so nice you go around tearing up expensive sod.
Not unless you had to do a little digging. Not unless you wanted to hide something.
Or someone.
That's what all the lie was for, wasn't it?
See, because there are two kinds of lie. In small amounts, the first kind can be a gardener's best friend.
In large bags, the other kind decomposes bodies. Ah, you should write mystery novels.
I don't know about you.
But if I buried someone in my own backyard...
I think about it all the time. I think maybe I should move that body. leaches into soil. So even when the body was gone, the
proof of what I'd done would still be there.
I can imagine how it feels. The pressure.
The constant fear. It's more than a man can bear.
I'm gonna give you a chance.
Back off. Let me and my family disappear.
And in return, I'll keep your little secret. How does that sound?
Like a dead man talking.
I know it's not how you wanted this to play out.
But sometimes things happen that are just
out of your control. This is one of those times.
Take care of yourself.
I'll see you soon, Michael. Oh, and Michael. It just may be sooner than you think.
Nice nap. Visions of 12-year-olds dancing in your head.
You're trespassing.
Nobody lives here anymore, Goldilocks. Seems the owner hit the bricks as soon as she heard a certain someone had re-entered society. Left in a hurry, too. Even left some stuff behind. So this is where Theodore practiced. Pervert knows best. This is where he had his family suffer. And that, I believe, is where you and Miss Hollander express your love. Tell me, little Teddy, did you make her wear Dr. Denton's an old lunchbox to help you get all worked up?
Bradley, I couldn't possibly expect a grown man who still lives with his mama to understand the machinations of love.
Sent by you to this address. All of them begging Miss Hollander to take your white trash ass back. And every one of them boomeranged to Fox River, marked return to sender. All the guards had a real laugh reading them, didn't we, Gary?
Oh, damn right we did.
That is one mangy looking paw you got there, Slick. What happened? Boy Scout fight back? Harry? Now, you're going to tell me where you stashed Westmoreland's money, or I'm going to pluck you like a chicken, stitch by stitch.
Fine, you want to know where the money is? I did spend a whole bunch of it last night on your mama.
Wrong answer.
Thank you.
Gotta take it on the train. Come on. Just wait here until the train comes.
Males on foot fleeing the Wilcox station.
Come on in.
Sorry.